He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the October 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, if you're not happy this morning, you should be if you're long the market. We have a nice rally, and it is based on earnings. After all, stocks do follow earnings in the end, and stocks do follow earnings estimates. Right now, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 276 points. That puts it at 25,526. We're up 1.1% this morning on those Dow 30. We have the S&P 500 up about the same percent, 1.05%, or 28 points to 2,779. The NASDAQ is up even more than that on a percentage basis. The NASDAQ is up 1.3% this morning. It's up 96 points. As we await Netflix earnings after the close of the market today, 75.27 on the NASDAQ. The Russell 2000 small caps are not participating. That's of note. They are only up 7 basis points right now at 15.54. Crude oil is down 31 cents to $71.47 per barrel. Gold is up $3 to $12.33. That's the highest read in several months. But it's not too far off that 1200 mark where it's been at for quite some time. Silver is up 6 cents to $14.78. The euro is flat against the U.S. dollar. And that 10-year bond seems to have settled in here at about 3.16 is where it's at now. It got as high as 3.23 recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are having a very nice day in the market here today. Before we start today, let's just go back and remember yesterday for a brief moment when all our troubles seemed so far away. Well, they weren't. The market was pretty flat yesterday, actually. I got done with going through my entire database with about an hour left in market trading. That means the market was pretty dull. I didn't see any conviction buying in the market yesterday whatsoever. And what gains we had during the day faded at the end of the day. And the only strength I saw in the market yesterday was in the cannabis stocks. That's right. That was the leading sector in the market yesterday, as this is the week that Canada flips the switch where it's legal nationwide. So stocks wobbled yesterday. Of note, there was continued weakness in the technology stocks, definitely. And I've sent out comments on that to my live trading subscribers. The 200-day moving average was violated by the S&P 500, but the NASDAQ was the worst performer yesterday. Now, that was yesterday. This is today. Today is a much better day. It was my opinion that yesterday the market was looking ahead to one of the FANG stocks reporting earnings after the close of the market today. So get set for that. You know how you watch fireworks out your window on the 4th of July or after a baseball game? Well, there will be fireworks, either good or bad, after the market today when Netflix reports their earnings. You know, one year in San Diego, when we were down close to the harbor, they roll out these barges full of fireworks. And in the San Diego Harbor, which is a pretty long harbor, I mean, to go from the entrance to the harbor back into the South Bay, the deepest, the furthest in part of the harbor where a lot of the Navy fleet is. It's several miles, okay? It's a long harbor. So to put on a fireworks show, it takes several barges spread apart about a mile each, and then they synchronize the fireworks show to timing so it's all the same throughout the harbor, and it's usually got a music backdrop. Well, one year, somebody goofed up, and when they started the fireworks show, the entire barge, every firework on the barge blew up. And it wasn't too far where we were living. Nobody got injured, thank goodness. But the fireworks were over in seconds. And the explosion heard through downtown rocked big buildings, set off car alarms. Dogs were barking everywhere. And the fireworks show. I mean, people had been coming all day long, okay, to get a seat for this fireworks show. Little kids, you know, on people on daddy's shoulders and everything. And boom, it was over. They called it the big boom. Well, it was a dud of a fireworks show. So we shall see when Netflix reports after the earnings today, or after the market closes today, where there's going to be an explosion on the barge and you see the stocks sell off tomorrow, or whether or not it's like the Love Boat, man, with the market or with Netflix leading the way. I don't own Netflix right now. I'm completely out of Netflix, so we'll see. But I do believe it will move the market. Now, yesterday, it was the cannabis stocks leading the market, which is never a good sign when the market leadership is a speculative sector like that. You're thinking, you know what, this isn't a good foundation that this current market is built upon. But be it as it may, it was the pot stocks. They perked up yesterday as Canopy Growth announced an acquisition of a Colorado-based hemp research outfit called Ebu. The commencement of legal cannabis use in Canada starts on Wednesday, October 17th. Isn't that tomorrow? So that big cloud hovering over Calgary tomorrow, you'll know what it is made of and what's in that cloud. And all these beverage stocks, they were flying yesterday, and Canopy and Tilray, and they're following through today. Well, last Friday I put out a quick trade to my live trading subscribers. I said, you know, I really, really like the way ACBFF is trading, Aurora Cannabis. Let's buy 500 shares in the speculative portfolio. Well, it popped on Friday after I bought it. It popped yesterday after I bought it. Today it popped again. And both of those pops were gaps higher, which is never a healthy stock chart. I said, you know what? Let's take a quick 20% profit in this thing in 3 days. And be done with it for now. I don't have a lot of faith in the fundamentals of the cannabis stocks. Well, anyways, earnings are starting to come in. I warned you. I said, look, 55 companies are going to report earnings this week. Fasten your seatbelt. Here they come. But the prospects for this earnings season are quite good. I published that in my newsletter over the weekend. The consensus out there is 19.2% growth of S&P 500 earnings this quarter versus the same quarter last year. Well, that's very healthy. But those are expectations. They need to be met. Even better yet, it would be nice if they were to be exceeded. Well, we'll see. But obviously, the market has been very, 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 very nervous in front of this earnings season, which is now starting. The ball has been kicked off, and now the other team is returning it. Let's hope there's not a clipping penalty. Let's hope that there's not a fumble. We shall see. We've got a little bit of evidence here today, which we'll go through. But so far, they've pretty much been pretty good, and we'll go through some of the details here in a moment. Before we get into the micro picture of individual companies, we always look at the macro picture of the economy, which then trickles down to the market, which then trickles down to the sectors in the market, which then trickles down to the individual stocks. Let's start with the latest GDP growth forecast here this morning. The Atlanta Fed tracker now sees Q3, which is over. It's in the books, but we don't know where the number came in at yet. We will know it here fairly soon. They now see Q3 GDP growth at 4.0%. They're cutting that from 4.2% where they were at a week ago. So we will see where the real Q3, will the real GDP growth please stand up? You remember that? What game show was that? Will the real such and such please stand up? Is it 4%? Is it 3%? Is it 3.5%? Is it 4.2%? Well, let's just say this. If the Atlanta Fed is right at 4%, that's healthy. That's very healthy. How about those chain store sales when we come back? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, dodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Actually, that ABCFF trade turned out to be a 4.6% profit. Somebody sold a huge block of that stock right as I was selling. A terrible fill price. That happens too. Well, anyways, the Atlanta Fed trims their Q3 GDP view to 4% on slower personal consumption. Okay, are you consuming less? It's your fault. Chain store sales, however, up 5.8%. That's pretty good. Month-to-date sales are 5.8% higher than the same period last year. Let's see how the chain stores are doing. Let's just pick on Ross Stores. Why not? One of my favorite stocks, chain store stocks over the years. It's up 11 cents, so very little reaction to the chain store sales. I don't buy chains anyway. I don't need any chain. I need rope, you know, and stuff like that, but chain stores. Netflix is due to report Q3 earnings tonight after the bell. Watch out for that one. Let me tell you, I've been warning you. We'll see whether or not the whole barge blows up or they beat. In anticipation of their earnings, we've got the stock down, up $2.74. Not a good chart. Netflix has good support at $3.10 per share, $310. But let's not forget, this was a $423 stock back in mid-June. And you could say that Netflix has kind of led the FANG stocks lower here. Not a good chart. Support at $3.10. And earnings at 110, right? East Coast Pacific Standard Time. Netflix is looking to come in with revenues of $4 billion. Take that, Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. An EPS of 68 cents. But what all eyes will be on will be how many subscribers did they add to their ranks. The expectations are for 674,000 domestic subscribers, new ones, and 4.5 million international subscribers being added. We'll see where that comes in. And that is what sank the stock at their last report, is they came up short on those expectations. In an article I recently wrote about Netflix on Seeking Alpha, I showed how their new subscriber growth is decelerating. All right, high-flying PTs. Well, let's see. That's price targets. Raymond James is reeling in its price target on Netflix to factor in a higher discount rate and an elevated interest rate environment. You know, that's an important point that does need to be mentioned. You say, why does the interest rate have anything to do with stock prices? Well, if you're using a discounted cash flow model on your valuations, you have to factor in a higher discount rate as interest rates go up, and therefore that lowers price targets. Raymond James is lowering their price target on Netflix from $445 to $400, so that's about a 10%. We've seen the market correct by 10% recently. The NASDAQ, that is. The S&P is about 7%. One of the reasons is that higher discount rate that is being used in a lot of price target methodology. Now, I use earnings methodology and a multiple, but I've been using lower multiples recently in projecting my price targets because of higher interest rates. Stocks become a little less desirable as interest rates go higher. Why should people take risk when they can get 3% or almost 3% in a two-year treasury? So that's how that goes. Goldman Sachs is also lowering their price target on Netflix, taking it from 470 clear down to 430. We still have issues in Saudi Arabia, and that affects oil. Well, you've got Mike Pompeo arriving in the kingdom today to meet with King Salman bin Abdulaziz over the Khashoggi case. They haven't admitted to it yet, but it does appear that he was murdered. Now, the question is, did King bin Salman know about it? Did he order it? Happened in an interrogation. See, they're a little tougher. I mean, this isn't waterboarding. This is cutting you up into pieces. You know, that's what they do. That appears to be what happened. This guy was a reporter for the Washington Post. Well, will Saudi Arabia come clean? What will that do with their relationships? Don't forget, a lot of U.S. companies do business with Saudi Arabia. Two in particular are Lockheed Martin and I want to say Raytheon. And those stocks have been reacting one way or another to the news coming out of Saudi Arabia. Well, there is finally some good news for the cryptocurrencies. Let's take a look and see how Bitcoin is doing today. The cryptos are getting some support from Fidelity. How about that? That lends some credibility. It's not helping. Bitcoin is down $7.86 today to $66.04. Fidelity Investments announces that it's getting into crypto by starting a new unit, Fidelity Digital Asset Services, to manage digital assets for hedge funds, family offices, and trading firms. It will offer security and it sounds like they're going to be a picks and shovel type. They're not investing in digital, but they'll hold them for you. It will offer security and storage services, trade execution, and client support services. Their goal is to make digitally native assets such as Bitcoin more accessible to investors, says Abigail P. Johnson, the well-known Abigail P. Johnson, who's the chairman and CEO of Fidelity Investments. The new unit is now a standalone business started in the blockchain incubator at Fidelity, which began in 2013. So, a little good news. It hasn't been good. We know that the cryptos have lost over 50% of their value so far this year. Okay, here come the earnings parade. Marching down Main Street with the baton thrower up in the, throwing the baton up in the air, Johnson & Johnson. Are they a big brass band today, or are they one tuba player following the big horse with the shovel? Anyways, Johnson & Johnson beats earnings. That's a big one. They're a Dow stock. They're an S&P 500 stock. They beat by 2 cents. Revenues of $20.3 billion beat by $300 million. And obviously the stock reacting very well today. That's good news there. Johnson & Johnson up 2.6% right now. $3.34. One down. About 10 more to go here during the show. How is earnings season going? This is a critical one, let me tell you, this earnings season. We'll be right back. Twin soldiers and Nixon coming. We'll finally...
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where there's a rally taking place on Wall Street after a very flat Monday in the market, as I think really the market awaiting these earnings reports. 55. Today's a very big day, Tuesday. We're going to go through who's reported so far. There will be a very big one, obviously, after the close of the market today in Netflix. It'll definitely move the technology sector one way or another. Yesterday had no leadership in the market whatsoever, other than the cannabis stocks. And even they're giving up the ghost here today, while the stock market picks up the pace here a little bit. We had few macro reports here. Atlanta Fed trims their GDP growth for this quarter that's being reported now to 4% on slower personal consumption. That's their prediction there. Okay, we talked about Johnson & Johnson. Not a stock that I own. It would be in the income and growth portfolio if I did. I don't find much value there. I don't find much momentum there. I require value and momentum a little bit, some performance, some alpha producers in my portfolios, and Johnson & Johnson has not been one of those. It has been growing its earnings by 7% over the last 5 years, that's per year, and it does sport a fairly decent dividend yield, a dividend yield of 2.7%, and the stock is up 2.1% so far today after their earnings beat. So it was better than expected. Okay, let's go to Goldman Sachs. I have very little interest in the big banks. The banking sector has been very dull this year. I don't have any interest in the regional banks either. Not a leading sector in the market by a long shot, okay? Goldman Sachs has been a very poor performer here in 2018. Now, they're a company that has been growing their earnings by 5% per year. That's it. Single digit, 5% per year. Now, here they get all these top guys from the Wharton School and everything, and it's all they can do is grow their earnings by 5% per year. Well, that's okay, I guess. They had their problems back in 2008 during the financial crisis. In fact, during that time, Goldman Sachs stock got as low as $47 per share. Made a nice comeback over the years. It's at $218 now. And if you're looking for a best stock now, in my book, this isn't it. Goldman Sachs beats earnings by 90 cents. They beat on revenue. And whether that was good or bad, I just looked at the stock. All right, the stock is up $1.75. It's up 0.8%. So I would call that a very lukewarm response to their earnings. But having said that, that's 2 for 2 today. Johnson & Johnson, Goldman Sachs, both better than expected. Let's turn to Morgan Stanley for some more evidence here. Morgan Stanley beats earnings by 16 cents, and they beat on revenue. All right, we're 3 for 3 here. Morgan Stanley is performing pretty good today. It's up 4%. Morgan Stanley is up $1.72. That's another soggy stock. It has performed very poorly in 2018. It's underwater in 2018 by about 15 to 16%. Not a good performer. Not a leading sector. Morgan Stanley is a money center bank. Its comparables, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup. Not a good sector in the market. I have zero exposure to this sector. But we're 3 for 3 now. MS beats by 16 cents and they beat on revenues. Okay, now here's another fairly closely related company in BlackRock. They're a large cap, $65 billion company. They pay a dividend yield of 3.1%. They're not a money center bank, but they manage a lot of fixed income, cash, equities, and alternative. They're a big alternative investment house for institutional and individual investors. BlackRock has done terrible here in 2018. Started the year, it opened the year at about $580 per share, and it's at $407 per share. No wonder it's not on my best stocks now list. It's gapping down to a new 52-week low here today. Having said that, they beat their earnings estimates by 65 cents, but they missed on revenue. Their net inflows are declining. They're getting less inflow into their products. And, of course, BlackRock has a very well-known CEO and chairman in Lawrence Fink. He's on the big TV financial talk shows quite often. But their long-term net inflows, not up to snuff, and the stock is down 4.6% today. That's $19 per share as it hits a new 52-week low. Now, here's another case to be made for not buying a stock just because of its dividend yield. You could point to this juicy 3.1% dividend yield, but the stock is down 20% this year, okay? You can have your stinking old dividend yield. I want capital appreciation along with the dividend yield. I certainly don't want capital depreciation, which wipes out my dividend yield and then a whole lot more of my principal. That's the worst of both worlds. I want the best of both worlds. Okay, let's turn to Comerica. Comerica, CMA. This is another big banking stock. We haven't really had any important tech stocks report, and that will come tonight after the close. Comerica is a regional bank. It's not a money center bank. That's another lousy sector in the market. Lousy. You ever eat at a restaurant and your wife says, "How did you like it?" And you say, "Lousy. Not good." Comerica, $14 billion, hitting a new 52-week low. They beat their earnings by 11 cents. They missed on revenue. Now, I'm seeing just a pattern there in the few stocks that have reported today. Companies beating earnings but missing on revenue, and this stock is hitting a new 52-week low. It began the year at around $100 per share, and it's $82. Once again, I have no interest in the banking sector, whether it be a money center bank or a smaller regional. That's a very poor sector in the market. It hasn't shown up in the Best Stocks Now app as a leading sector. What would it take? Well, higher interest rates, for one, would help the banking sector, but there's not a lot of growth there. There's your biggest problem. Okay, we have news from another Dow stock. This time it's in the retail sector, a major discount chain. Walmart is lowering its 2019 earnings forecast. Not that much, though. I look at the, it's pretty minuscule. They're being very conservative here. They're also going to only open like four stores this year or something like that. It's obvious that Walmart is shifting its focus to online. Their website, walmart.com, there's a free plug like they need it from me. The stock is actually reacting favorably to the fiscal discipline that Walmart is showing here. Now, over the last 5 years, Walmart's earnings have been shrinking by 3% per year, despite my best efforts to find the best price in town. I buy all my fishing, the hardware, you know, the sinkers and things that you need that you don't need to pay top dollar at a bait and tackle store. They're a lot cheaper at Walmart. Walmart is up today at 1.9%. Walmart is also considering a streaming service to take on Amazon. All right. There's another competitor to Netflix. Walmart owns Vudu, V-U-D-U. Maybe you see that as an app on your new smart TV. Problem is you have to be smarter than your smart TV to work the darn thing. But they are, Bloomberg and Walmart, Walmart could add more services to its Vudu streaming platform to compete with Amazon's video marketplace, which is Amazon Prime. And, of course, it could also take a little bite out of Netflix, who at the current time continues to dominate the streaming world. By how much? Well, we're going to find out after the close today. All right. Earnings season so far, I'm going to call it warm. Not lukewarm, not hot, not cold, warm. But we got about five more to get in here before we're done today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks
Now. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's see if we can get the rest of these companies in here in the short time that we have remaining, as we have a really, 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 really nice rally on Wall Street today after a very, very dull Monday as the market looked ahead to exactly what is happening today. And that is these corporate earnings, which are pouring in here. I said Tuesday would be a very, very big day. And so far we've had Johnson & Johnson, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, BlackRock, Comerica, Walmart. We're going to get to some more here in a minute. But what does the market think of earnings season so far, I ask you? Well, look at the market. That's all you have to do. Just look at how the market is reacting. You know, in the end, you get all of the emotion out of the way. You cut through all of that, and in the end, it comes down to numbers, and it comes down to earnings. So at least today, knock on wood, tomorrow we'll get a lot more earnings reports, including Netflix after the close today. But right now, the market is happy. Oh, it's happy with the earnings that are coming in. Okay, let's get to Ross Stores here. Ross Stores announces the recent opening of 30 Ross Dress for Less and 10 DD's discount stores across 19 states. That's all I can say is Ross Stores is one of the most well-run, publicly traded consumer stocks ever. It continues. It's just been a 14-15% grower over the years, time, year after year after year after year. Ross Stores is up 18 cents today on that news. Ross Stores has just been a perennial good stock. Best stock now? You know, not quite. Good stock now? Absolutely. Okay, Domino's Pizza. S&P 500 member here. Domino's Pizza comes in short. It's a bellwether for personal consumption. How much pepperoni did you consume over the last 3 months? Not enough. Domino's Pizza down 4.1% this morning, down $11.29 per share to $261.65. Domino's has been a market leader, but not lately. It's kind of lost its groove. It had a really good run under that CEO, Patrick Byrne, that came in and turned it around. Remember they had crust that tasted like cardboard and cardboard that tasted like crust? Or one. They had canned pizza sauce. Their pizza was pathetic. And he came along, you know, pepped up the pepperoni a little bit, put a little more cheese on there, improved the crust, and had a remarkable run. The stock went from $14 a share to $2.21. Well, it seems to me like the best is behind it now. Over the last 5 years, 25% growth per year. But the stock has really leveled off since June, and that's about the time he left. Okay, the new CEO is on board. He came on board in late June, and there hasn't been any movement in the stock since then. How important is management in a publicly traded company? How important is it? It's absolutely vital, management. All right, so Domino's Pizza not doing well today. But overall, let's not forget, the market is having a nice rally today, so I think we can draw the conclusion that the market is happy with earnings season today. One more here, all right? United Healthcare. That's one I own, so I have key interest in United Healthcare. It's up in Minneapolis, where I have a lot of clients and folks that listen to the show. I was just there. I read that it's 44 degrees this morning in Minneapolis. Well, it's 74 here in Charleston. I hate to rub it in. United Healthcare, the best earnings report of the day. You see that? Best stocks now, many times report best earnings reports now. Stock up $9.65 per share. That's a 3.7% move. Minnetonka, Minnesota, a 1.3% earnings or dividend yield. And the stock is at or near new all-time highs. Okay, I'm happy. All right, let's see. There's just a few others here in the news as we get ready to close here. We have Oppenheimer Confident on MasterCard and Visa. Let's check in on them today in this market rally. They're both doing very nicely. They did, yes, they corrected. Look, you're not going to get around a 6 or 7 day correction. You're not going to get around that. Visa went from 151 down to 130, just like that. Bang, 6-7%, just like that. You're not going to get around that. You're going to have to ride through some of that stuff. You've had to do it for 9+ years. What makes you think it's any different now? And now the stock is bouncing hard. Came down to its 200-day moving average, bouncing hard off of there. Let's check in on MasterCard. It's also doing the same thing. It went from 225 down to 195, just like that. 7 trading days, just like that. Well, some corrected a lot more than that, and some I pulled the plug on, yes. But market leaders like this, they come back to their 200-day moving average, and now they're bouncing off of them. Very healthy sign for the rest of the market. Anyways, well, one more, Adobe. I do not own Adobe. Adobe gave good guidance yesterday. Adobe is up 7.4%. Not a good-looking chart, however, on Adobe. It'll be real interesting to see how the tech sector does this during this current earnings season. The tech sector is corrected by about 10% here so far. The bellwether tech stocks have not begun to report yet. Boy, all eyes on tech here in it's Q3 that we're reporting of 2018. Can this bull market that's 9 years plus long in the tooth continue? I'm still of the strong opinion that we've just been through another correction, and we may not be through this correction yet. But there's just not enough evidence right now to say the bull market is over and that a new bear market has begun. That's what I've got to say. I'm sticking to it. I've been right for over 9 years. We'll see. And I'm not a perma bull. No, not me. Never. Anyways, if you'd like to talk to us, GundersonCapital.com. Take a look at the newsletter. I put 16 hours into it this past week. GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to ask for us to look at your portfolio, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.